Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Viewers, welcome back to Madani Channel's program Bounties and Gratitude. In this program, we highlight a specific bounty and discuss both its significance and the importance of being grateful for it. In our previous episode, we talked about youth, how it is a tremendous bounty, but it passes quickly. We also explored how we can make the most of our youth and live a purposeful life through it. In today's episode, we'll discuss the bounty of good manners, as it is a bounty not everyone possesses. Rather, it is granted through a person's own effort and the grace of Allah Almighty. But before we begin our discussion, as always, let's first take the honor of listening to a virtue of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is stated in Sa'adatul Darain, Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Ali bin Atiyya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream. So I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I seek your intercession. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, Akthir minas salati alayya, meaning recite durood upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, today we'll discuss how good manners are a tremendous bounty. Though good manners may seem like a simple phrase, they hold great significance in our social lives. Just as Islam gives fundamental importance to acts of worship and dealings, it places equal emphasis on the importance of good manners. After a person's beliefs and actions are corrected, his life cannot become a true example for others unless he is also adorned with good manners. Good manners or courteous behavior are a quality that helps shape a person's personality and fills them with a deep sense of humanity. The Arabs, who were once steeped in moral decline during the age of ignorance, were honored through the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's call toward the oneness of Allah Almighty and His Messenger. He purified their souls to such an extent that they reached the highest level of noble character. Good manners are such a priceless treasure that Allah Almighty granted them to His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and openly declared it in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Irfan, and you possess an impeccable character. Allah Almighty granted His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam the highest rank of noble character, making the importance of good manners as clear as daylight. The entire world acknowledges the noble and exemplary character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A human being possesses various traits, both outward and inward qualities. But out of all the noble attributes, Allah Almighty specifically chose character as the one to highlight in the case of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He referred to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam as mercy to the worlds. Although traits such as trust in Allah Almighty, patience, gratitude, certainty, truthfulness, and sincerity were all present in him, it was character that Allah Almighty specially described as great. This shows how noble and elevated the quality of good manners is. So much so that Allah Almighty granted it to His beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He made its excellence known to all. If even a portion of this beautiful quality is granted to a follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it is such a tremendous bounty that deserves endless gratitude. That is because alongside worship, good manners bring a person's spirituality closer to Allah Almighty. But what exactly is meant by good manners? And what qualities fall under this umbrella? Let's first understand the definition of good manners. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala states that khulq, habit, refers to a deeply rooted state within oneself, from which actions naturally and effortlessly arise, without the need for contemplation or deliberation. If this inner state leads to actions that are good and both intellectually and Islamically praiseworthy, it is called good manners. However, if it leads to actions that are bad and both intellectually and Islamically disliked, it is considered bad manners. To summarize this definition, good character is a state within a person that naturally leads to good actions. On the other hand, bad character is a state that causes a person to act in negative or harmful ways. From this, we understand that if someone occasionally does a good deed due to a temporary need or emotional impulse, he will surely be rewarded for it. Nonetheless, it cannot be considered good character. For example, if a person spends in charity or controls his anger in a moment of rage, these are indeed praiseworthy actions. However, true generosity and true forbearance are only attained when such qualities become a part of one's nature. A person once asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam about good manners. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam recited the following blessed verse from the Holy Quran. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَلَى الْجَاهِلِينَ. Translation from Ghazwat Irfan, dear beloved Prophet, adopt forgiveness and enjoy righteousness and turn away from the ignorant. Viewers, the entire life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam is a perfect example of good manners. Allah Almighty made it clear by advising His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam on these three qualities, that good manners are of utmost importance in human life. These qualities represent the highest moral values. A person cannot attain the levels of closest to Allah Almighty unless he possesses these three traits. In reality, the concept of good manners is vast. It encompasses many righteous deeds, some of which include choosing forgiveness, enjoining good, forbidding evil, avoiding ignorance, maintaining ties with those who sever them, giving to those who withhold from you, forgiving those who wrong you, meeting others with a smile, not causing harm to others, being gentle and kind, showing patience, controlling one's anger, swallowing one's anger, not seeking revenge for oneself, showing mercy and forgiveness, meeting others with a smiling face, smiling at fellow Muslims, being genuinely concerned for the well-being of others, reconciliation among people, fulfilling the rights of others, helping the oppressed, stopping the oppressor from his wrongdoing, making prayers for forgiveness for others, alleviating the troubles of others, supporting the weak, educating orphan children, showing kindness to the young, respecting the elders, honoring scholars, fulfilling the needs of those in need, feeding the poor and the needy, fulfilling the rights of neighbors, enduring hardships, avoiding what is forbidden, seeking what is lawful, being generous with one's family and dependents, and much more. These are all noble moral values. Similarly, when we reflect on our social lives, many more examples of good manners come to mind. Islam has emphasized the importance of good manners alongside acts of worship. As a holy companion, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once arrived in the court of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and asked, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, what is the best thing granted to a person? Subhanallah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam replied, nothing better than good manners has been granted to a person. Good manners are in a way an act of worship, because when an action of good manners is done with the intention of seeking Allah's pleasure, it becomes an act of worship. A person with good manners becomes equal in status to those who are fervent in worship. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed, a person with good manners can attain the rank of those who fast during the day and stand in prayer at night. Therefore, a person who is both devoted in worship and of good manners becomes superior to other worshippers. Not only that, but through the blessing of good manners, sins are also forgiven. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, good manners melt away sins just as the heat of the sun melts ice. Viewers, did you notice how highly Islam regards good manners? It is such a great bounty that whoever it is granted can reach the ranks of sincere worshippers. By the grace of Allah Almighty, sins are also forgiven through it. May Allah Almighty bless us all with the gift of good manners. Viewers, good manners play a major role in shaping an individual's personality. They help build a strong and noble character, and a person continues to rise in both worldly and spiritual ranks. This is because Allah Almighty does not grant the bounty of good manners to an evil person. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah Almighty says, I created my bondsman with my knowledge. So when I intend goodness for someone, I grant him good manners. And when I intend bad for someone, I give them bad manners. This shows that those with good manners are fortunate bondsmen of Allah Almighty, upon whom Allah Almighty has intended goodness. And surely, when Allah Almighty intends goodness for someone, He grants him His closeness through His grace. The spirituality of those endowed with good manners also impacts society. For example, through the blessings of good-natured individuals, a home, neighborhood, family, and even the entire society can become a haven of peace. Not only that, their children are well-mannered. People highly value their words and eagerly seek to meet them. People consider it an honor to invite them to their gatherings and events. Such individuals are regarded as successful. Remember, a person with good manners quickly reaches the heights of success. Compared to others, a person with good manners is praised by everyone. Such a person has fewer enemies and more friends. A person with good manners can carry out religious work in a good manner. His words are filled with goodness and have a profound impact on people's hearts. A person with good manners can easily persuade others. He quickly achieves his goals. The positive effects of good manners are reflected in his children as well. In short, individuals with good manners have a significant impact from their homes to the entire society. Through their wisdom, knowledge, and ethics, they play a vital role in reforming the entire society. If we study the lives of those who spread the pearls of guidance in reforming society through good manners, we will find the perfect example in the life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His kindness, patience, and tolerance not only affected those close to him, but even those outside of his circle were won over. The character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is unparalleled. Allah Almighty mentioned his excellent manners in the Torah, in the Injil as well. And history, until the Day of Judgment, will never forget the beauty of his manners. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave his enemies, those who had pelted him with stones, wounded him, and laid obstacles in his path. Many non-Muslims in Mecca, on the day of the conquest of Mecca, inspired by the noble character, with tears of regret, embraced Islam. No eye has ever seen, nor will it see until the Day of Judgment, a conqueror of such magnificent character. Similarly, if we examine the lives of our pious predecessors, rahimahullah ta'ala, their lives were also filled with good manners. They treated their opponents with such noble manners that the opponents couldn't help but be moved. In Bareilly, there was a person who did not give due importance to the pious saints, rahimahullah ta'ala. Some members of his family were disciples of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. One day, they managed to persuade him and took him to visit Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala. On the way, they stopped at a sweet shop where hot dessert made from mung bean flour was being fried. Upon seeing them, this person's mouth watered, and he said that if you feed me one of these, I will come along. The others replied that we will feed you on the way back. First, let's go. Eventually, everyone reached the blessed court of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala. Just then, a person arrived with a basket of the very same dessert and distributed them after the recitation of Fatiha. The practice of the gatherings of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was that Sadat and those with beards were given double portions. Since this person did not have a beard, he was given one sweet. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said that give him two. The distributor humbly replied, but sir, he did not have a beard. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan smiled and said that his heart desires it. Give him another. Seeing this saintly miracle in the great manners of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, the person became a disciple of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and began to respect and honor pious saints. Viewers, this narrative shows that the righteous bondsmen of Allah Almighty, through the power granted by Him, are able to know what is in the hearts of people. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, اتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Meaning, beware of the insight and wisdom of a believer, for he sees with the light of Allah Almighty. This is why, through his deep spiritual insight, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, understood the inner state of that person, and demonstrating his excellent character, provided him with two pieces of that sweet. Otherwise, according to the principle, only those with beards and Sadat would receive double portions. Through the blessings of his exemplary manners, that person not only became a devotee of the pious saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, but also became a disciple of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala. We should also strive to cultivate good manners within ourselves. If anyone behaves with us in a rude manner, instead of responding with bad behavior, we should meet them with good manners. The Holy Quran also teaches us this, and this is the directive that our pious predecessors, rahmatullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in, always adhere to. As commanded by Allah Almighty, translation from Kanzul Irfan, and goodness and evil cannot be equal. Repel evil with what is best. Then he, between whom and you there is enmity, will become as though he is a close friend. Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala explains the method of repelling evil with goodness and says, for example, turn anger into patience, ignorance into forbearance, and mistreatment into forgiveness. If someone wrongs you, forgive him. The result of this quality will be that even your enemies will begin to love you like friends. My dear Sangh brothers, as you have heard, the bounty of good manners has numerous benefits. Spiritually, a person continues to gain closeness to Allah Almighty, step by step. Gradually, in worldly terms, his status and reputation grow in the hearts of people, and he becomes beloved to everyone. At the same time, through his good manners, he plays an important role in the betterment of society. Many non-Muslims embraced Islam and former adversaries became friends, inspired by the good manners of our predecessors. All of these spiritual and worldly benefits lie within good manners. Therefore, if Allah Almighty has blessed you with the bounty of good manners, cherish it and express gratitude in the court of Allah Almighty. If you feel that you lack good manners, start making an effort and strive to develop them within yourself. Associate with righteous and good-natured people and study the virtues of good manners. Inshallah al-Kareem, by the grace of Allah Almighty, positive change will begin to take place within you. However, it is essential to ensure that you keep a safe distance from people with bad manners and avoid their company as much as possible. A person starts to be influenced by the company he keeps and the environment he is in. Make it your mindset that if good manners are a bounty, then bad manners are a downfall of that bounty. And it is also a form of ingratitude towards Allah's bounties. Along with this, reflect on the harms of bad manners. Take time to consider that bad mannered people cannot win anyone's heart in this world, and they will suffer in the hereafter as well. This is because bad manners destroy one's deeds. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, good manners melt sins just like water melts ice, whereas bad manners destroy deeds just like vinegar spoils honey. Alama Mawlana Abdul Ra'uf Munawi Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes that if someone starts a good deed but then adds bad manners to it, his actions will be ruined and his rewards will be lost. For example, a person who gives charity but later boasts and causes harm. The worship and asceticism of a person with bad manners are of no value. As Sayyiduna Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates, it was said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, a woman fasts during the day and performs prayer at night, but she has bad manners. She causes harm to her neighbors with her tongue. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, there is no good in her. She is among the inhabitants of hell. Viewers, you have heard that how evil bad manners are. Bad manners cause harm in both this world and the hereafter. Therefore, the wise person is the one who adopts good manners and succeeds in both this world and the hereafter. May Allah Almighty bless us with the bounty of good manners, grant us the ability to appreciate it, and protect us from bad manners and their harmful effects. Ameen. Bijahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.